Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East, the area at Israel's northern border on the Syrian side of the border in the Golan Heights. During the time the Israelis have been dealing with the conflict on the Temple Mount, the Russian military forces have moved within 5 miles of the Israeli border in the north. That's the headline. David Dolan joins me in a moment. Details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The activities on the Temple Mount. The Russians are moving within 5 miles of the Israeli border. They're in southern Syria on the side of the Golan Heights in Syria. And the Israelis are very much concerned about that, are they not?
They are, Jimmy, and at the same time, Hezbollah forces have stepped up their presence in the area, and they're allowing them to operate in the war. The Israelis have watched all these developments. They've watched as the Hezbollah fighters just to the north of the Golan Heights have engaged in heavy combat with some of these rebel Sunni Arab groups. These Hezbollah fighters have become real soldiers. They are fully professional fighters now. They didn't have all the experience of a full army. Now they do. And here they have the Russians right there as an umbrella. Well, that was the same umbrella, Jimmy, that was there in 67 under the Soviet Union that allowed that attack upon Israel. The big bear is back, breathing down Israel's neck right along her borders, and it's a very worrisome development indeed. The Israeli security forces, they are going to be on full alert, if not, Jimmy, and I hope this is wrong, but it could well be, if not in full combat.
David Dolan with that report of Russian military forces at Israel's northern border. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Russian military forces have been in Syria for the purpose of propping up President Assad's Syrian government. The Russians have a major presence in Syria with not only the ground troops there in the Golan Heights, but an Air Force base and a naval operation in a port city on the Syrian Mediterranean coast. Over the last several years, Iran has deployed their Revolutionary Guard military forces into Syria as well to join Bashar Assad in his civil war against the opposition. Now, Russia has troops within 5 miles of Israel's northern border there in the Golan Heights. The Israeli Defense Force is very much concerned and have moved forces to the border. Any student of Bible prophecy will recognize this as preparing for the Gog-Magog War of Ezekiel 38. The players in that passage of prophecy for that battle will be Russia, Iran, and Syria. Ezekiel 38:2, Magog is Russia. In Ezekiel 38:5, Persia is modern-day Iran. And in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40, you see the king of the north, which is today's Syria. The stage is now set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...